You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Topic: God's unconditional love and faithfulness. Title: Great is Your Faithfulness. You know that we are an old-fashioned modern ministry. Maybe we should say we are an oxymoron of a church, or should it maybe be we are a juxtaposition of a ministry? Because let me be really honest, we truly are all of the above. Eagle Wings. Charismatic Ministries International is built and based on the same old words written 3,300 years ago. Eagle Wings Charismatic Ministries International preaches that same word, but then brings it to you with modern worship, which also, by the way, has not changed for thousands of years. We are conservative, or as some would say, but at the same time maybe misunderstood as orthodox in our beliefs, but modern in our expression. We sing many modern songs, but then, at the same time, we fall back to those old solid hymns of the church. You know, those that I mean, those that have a full testimony in one song. Like this one. Great is thy faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see, all I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness. To thy great faithfulness, mercy and love, pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine, with 10,000 beside. Yes, it is some language that we do not use anymore, but it speaks precisely to the truth of God's faithfulness. I can see Noah sing this song aboard his big barge. Lord, you have always been the same. You never changed. But there is all this water. Lord, you've never lied to me and always came through. But now, there are all these animals. Lord, even in my smallness, I know great is thy faithfulness. Please, Lord, give me land. You know, that would be me. I know God, I trust God, and then still, I want more. But then there is that recurring chorus that says, great is your faithfulness, my God. Every morning, I just need to open my eyes for it, and I see it, each and every time. Whatever it is that I'm in need of, you have provided to me. Great is your faithfulness, O my God. Yes, Lord, my God. I do not deserve it, but great is your faithfulness to me. Wow, O Lord, my God, I cannot do anything else than worship you and praise you, my God, because of this unfailing love that you show me. It makes me, I am, yes, Lord, your unfailing love. I am so small, Lord, absolutely nothing. That is me, Lord, I love you. Yes, in winter, summer, spring, or fall, his greatness and love endures. His faithfulness shines through. His forgiveness of my sin, his acceptance of my repentance, and his welcoming arms when I've wandered off and are coming back with a bowed head. Unbelievable actions of love, unconditional love. Oh, how great is his faithfulness. It is really beautiful how focus on the family describes the part of faithfulness which we find in the fruit of the Spirit. But you promised. How many times, as parents, have we heard those words? Our memory of our promises often isn't as acute as our kids' memories, and they can be deeply disappointed when we forget. All children crave promise-keeping from the significant adults in their lives. They want to trust that we will do what we say. I'm glad God doesn't forget his promises. He keeps his word. When he makes a promise, he will deliver. Faithfulness, one of the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, is a biblical word describing those who keep their promises. It does not mean full of faith, but rather worthy of faith. Faithfulness says, I will keep my word. I will not fail you. I won't quit on you. Faithfulness is the glue that keeps our actions adhering to our promises. The faithfulness of God is foundational to our faith. If we can't trust what he says in the Bible, we have no reason to believe. If he doesn't keep his word, then our salvation is shaky and our hope is empty. But if God does fulfill his promises, then our faith is meaningful and our eternal destiny is secure. Reflecting God's Faithfulness by Kurt Brunner, 2010. Okay, before we now continue, let me get my grandkids up here. Now tell me, who is the oldest of you all? Will you please read for me Isaiah 49:2? Isaiah 49:2, Complete Jewish Bible.
He has made my mouth like a sharp sword while hiding me in the shadow of his hand. He has made me like a sharpened arrow while concealing me in his quiver.
Thank you, then you can sit down now. I'm going to ask the second oldest now how many times you think that during the week you hold hands with somebody else. Let me help you, for example, when we pray at the table, that is one time, times all the times that we eat together. Okay, now then we have one left, do we? Can you hold up your hand for me? Thank you. You know, as a parent or grandparent, it is great to hold that hand when we are out shopping, or when we are praying at the table, or just walking down the street, or maybe just like this in church right now. Sweet, right, nice. As long as the old man doesn't squeeze too hard. Correct. Now, you know what we are talking about today is really all about this. What we are doing, holding hands. God does not want us to fall, and because of that, he holds us in the palm of his hand, so we cannot fall out. As the verse of Isaiah said, he holds us in his quiver, which is the holder for arrows. Another translation might also say, he holds us in the palm of his hand. Now let's look at that hand of yours. He gave us five fingers too, and with those five fingers, we can also be reminded how good God is for us, how great his faithfulness is to us. Thumb. God made me, creator. Pointer, God knows me, omniscience. Tall man, God loves me, faithfulness. Ring man, God protects me, sustainer, pinky. God rescues me, savior. Isn't it wonderful how good God is for us and how he gives us tools like our fingers that we will not forget it? Amen. Many people have heard about the donkey that spoke to the sorcerer Balaam, but not knowing the setting, I will share this story of God's faithfulness to Yaakov with you. The king of Moab, Balak, wanted to have the people of Israel cursed, and to do so he enrolled the help of one of the most, and maybe the most powerful sorcerer of the area, called Balaam. Balaam was not a follower of Yahweh, but he was not strange to listen to all kinds of gods or oracles, and so he also set up to get the news from the gods to curse Israel. However, it was Yahweh who spoke to him, and God told him to bless Israel. When Balak, after the second blessing, became upset, Balaam told him the words from Numbers 23:18, 20, Common English Bible. Then Balaam raised his voice and made his address. Arise, Balak, and listen. Hear me out, Zippor's son. God isn't a man that he would lie, or a human being that he would change his mind. Has he ever spoken and not done it, or promised and not fulfilled it? I received a blessing and he blessed. I can't take it back. God isn't a man. He will not make something look more nice or more ugly than it is. God is truth, and truth is truth, in the same way as God's love is true, real, unconditional love. In the same way, as his faithfulness to Yaakov didn't change from one day to the other, it stayed the same, unchanging and unwavering. This is such a firm foundational truth that when we go to the book of Deuteronomy, we can see that if God has given that promise for more years than we can comprehend, because God said, Deuteronomy 7, 9, Common English Bible, "Know now then that the Lord your God is the only true God. He is the faithful God, who keeps the covenant and proves loyal to everyone who loves him and keeps his commands, even to the thousandth generation." And which makes it in our case, as a generation is about 30 years, 30,000 years. Wow, man, I'm covered by God's love. As many of you know, I do not like to use one verse, and I'm always in need of reading everything in context. So let us do the same in this case. This is God promising faithfulness, not just to the people of Israel, but also to you. Yes, you, me, us. God is saying, when you come into the place that you belong, when you come and enter into the land that is yours, you need to go through it. Rip down the altars of the idols and the false gods. Burn them down. Chase out all those that do not belong there anymore and make sure you keep yourselves pure. Do not intermix or intermarry, but keep yourselves strong. Why? Because you are a holy people set aside to be God's servants. Not because you are special, not because you are better or greater than others, but only because God loves you and has set you free from out of the land of Egypt. This is the context of our verse, verse 9, in Deuteronomy 7. Deuteronomy 7, 5, 15, Common English Bible. Instead, this is what you must do with these nations. Rip down their altars, smash their sacred stones, cut down their sacred poles, and burn their idols, because you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God chose you to be his own treasured people beyond all others on the fertile land. It was not because you were greater than all other people that the Lord loved you and chose you. In fact, you were the smallest of peoples. No, it is because the Lord loved you and because he kept the solemn pledge he swore to your ancestors that the Lord brought you out with a strong hand and saved you from the house of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, Egypt's king. Know now then that the Lord your God is the only true God. He is the faithful God who keeps the covenant and proves loyal to everyone who loves him and keeps his commands, even to the thousandth generation. He is the God who personally repays anyone who hates him, ultimately destroying that kind of person. The Lord does not waste time with anyone who hates him. He repays them personally. So make sure you carefully keep the commandment, the regulations, and the case laws that I am commanding you right now. If you listen to these case laws and follow them carefully, the Lord your God will keep the covenant and display the loyalty that he promised your ancestors. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will bless the fruit of your wombs and the fruit of your fertile land, all your grain, your wine, your oil, and the offspring of your cattle and flocks, upon the very fertile land that he swore to your ancestors to give to you. You will be more blessed than any other group of people. No one will be sterile or infertile, not among you or your animals. The Lord will remove all sickness from you. As for all those dreadful Egyptian diseases you experienced, the Lord won't put them on you, but will inflict them on all who hate you. Take out all that is not from God when you were in your own darkness, when you didn't know God. That is when you followed the idols of the love of money, the bigger and better computer than your neighbors, or the biggest and baddest truck of the neighborhood, or the god of sex, drink, drugs, and bad music. Instead, God says, now you are saved. Rip down those altars, cut out those addictions from your lives, burn them to the ground, dig out deep like the stumps under the burn pile. Why? Because you do not belong to those idols anymore. You are set aside, or with other words, you are sanctified to God. Instead of being filled with the booze or drug, you are now drunk in the Holy Spirit. Saved, sanctified, Holy Spirit filled. God has given you a fresh and scorched new soil and ground, a foundation to build upon all anew with a fresh start and a new look upon life. To the Israelites, he said, "Do not intermarry," which means for you the same. Do not compromise on your newfound faith. Do not mix and match, and with that weaken the foundation by building your house in a swamp. It is God who brought you out of your darkness. It is God who brought you out of your Egypt and led you into this new and wonderful promised land. It is the same God as it was for your ancestors. It is the same God he will be for your children. Do not mix or mellow down his promises, his love, his blessings, or his curses. That God, our God, is the only true God. Yahweh Elohim, our Adonai, who gave his son Yeshua HaMashiach to be our Kohanim, our high priest, the bishop of our soul, as Simon Peter writes it. This wonderful and great high priest Melech HaOlam, the king of the world, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. It is him who promises those thousandth generations. It is him who says that he will love you, he will bless you, he will multiply you, he will give you the fruit of the land, the fertile land, the grain, the drink, the oil, the cattle, the flocks. All this upon your fertile land. Yes, you need to make sure it is clean, swept clean from idols and false gods, burned to the ground and squeaky clean. His promise continues. It says that you will be more blessed than other. Know then, any other group of people, verse 14. None of your animals will be infertile, and all those old-time sicknesses you knew while you were dwelling in your darkness, your Egypt, God will take them away from you. God will give them to those that hate you. Wow, talking about it, great is thy faithfulness, Lord God Almighty. God has given us through Jesus the Christ his Holy Spirit, so that with the words of Paul to the people in Corinth, this wonderful counselor the Holy Spirit will provide. 1 Corinthians 1, 6, 10, Common English Bible. In the same way that the testimony about Christ was confirmed with you. The result is that you aren't missing any spiritual gift while you wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also confirm your testimony about Christ until the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and you were called by him to partnership with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I encourage you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, agree with each other and don't be divided into rival groups. Instead, be restored with the same mind and the same purpose. Oh my God, it is our own rivalry, it is our own littleness that is being thrown up as little altars in the new land. Little altars of idols, of religiousness and doctrinal dispute. Little altars that are preventing the fields to be plentiful and the harvests to be huge. Verse 10 says it so clear. It is nothing new. It was there from the beginning of the church. Now I encourage you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, agree with each other and don't be divided into rival groups. Instead, be restored with the same mind and the same purpose. How much is it that we still do not know and hear the words of our God and Father? Oh yes, we hear them. But do we truly listen to them? What are we telling those that we do not agree with? You cannot join us in our worship, or do we tell them to join us? And we pray that they will learn to see and accept the guidance of our Kohanim and accept his gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit on their lives. God has already provided, he has given us the tools. Lord, teach us how to use those tools under your heavenly direction. Great is your faithfulness, Lord God, our Father. We already have received it. We just didn't understand it. Guide us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. To the Thessalonians, it was written 2,000 years ago. 1. Thessalonians 5:20, 24, Common English Bible. Don't brush off spirit-inspired messages, but examine everything carefully and hang on to what is good. Avoid every kind of evil. Now may the God of peace himself cause you to be completely dedicated to him, and may your spirit, soul, and body be kept intact and blameless at our Lord Jesus Christ's coming. The one who is calling you is faithful and will do this. The one that is calling you into his presence is not me. The one that is calling you into his ministry is not me. The one that is calling you into the work of ministry is not me. The one that is calling you is the one who is faithful. It is the one whose faithfulness endures forever and ever. His name is not spoken. We call him Jehovah or Yahweh. Our Jewish brothers and sisters call him Hashem, the name. We know him better as the Father of the Son whose name is Yeshua. We know him by the breath of life, his Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. We know him as Elohim, our God Almighty, the everlasting, the ever-faithful, the ever-truthful, the ever-righteous, and the ever-loving Abba, Father, our Creator, our true friend indeed. Oh, hallelujah and amen. Through our asking of forgiveness for the sins we committed, through our repentance and acceptance of Jesus the Christ as our Lord and Savior and stand-in for the punishment for those sins, we have entered into a covenant with him. A blood covenant which gives life. Hebrews 10:19, 23, Common English Bible. Brothers and sisters, we have confidence that we can enter the Holy of Holies by means of Jesus' blood, through a new and living way that he opened up for us through the curtain, which is his body, and we have a great high priest over God's house. Therefore, let's draw near with a genuine heart, with the certainty that our faith gives us, since our hearts are sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies are washed with pure water. Let's hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, because the one who made the promises is reliable. Because the one who made the promises is the faithful one. The one who made this promise is the one, the only one. He is the faithful one from the old and the faithful one from the new covenant in his blood. He is the faithful one. He is faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, our Lord God Almighty. The last verse of the hymn said, "Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside." 1 John 1:8, 10, Common English Bible. If we claim we don't have any sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from everything we've done wrong. If we claim we have never sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. We can proclaim it. Yes, Lord, we have sinned. Forgive us, Lord, we turn away from this sin. We accept your promise from old, and we promise you from new. Lord, we want to come together with you as many of the saints and your own people have done in the past. Because, Lord, we know your word, because, Lord, we know your promise, because, Lord, we know your truth, and we know it, Lord, we know it that we know it. Your faithfulness, it is great, it is great, it is great. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.